This is the Foodie on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Drama from day one! This is the league we want to watch!
Yep, the Foodie on Paper podcast is back, and on the agenda today, Darling Club Liverpool remain unbeaten and top of the Premier League. Yeah. Brendan's Leicester might click the 5,000 to 1. You never know. Manager Les Bayern made mincemeat of Dortmund. Messi turned the style as he equaled the La Liga hat-trick record and more. My able lieutenant, I'm sure you guys have heard him already, is in the studio, Mr. Ife Awani. Oyo Rishi, how you doing, man?
I do. We'll be all the out here.
Speak well. Now. Which one? I do. Like, speak out.
I'm talking. You want my shout?
Yeah.
I bet no vex. If I bust your earphones or your speaker, I bet no vex. If they call me lieutenant.
How was the footballing weekend for you, man?
It did all right. You know, she said Darling Club do darling things. Now yeah. I did my babies now. Lovely, lovely team.
Good.
Liverpool
good.
Win first half.
Good.
Against City. Oh, joy.
Mad. The Golden Eagles, they got knocked out of the Under-17 World Cup by the Netherlands.
I expected that.
Is it?
You know, there's some Liverpool blood over there, you know. He's out there. He just has to win.
So you didn't even support your country?
I'm sorry, but I do not know those men. I don't know the children.
Really? You're going to say that? You're coming out to say what you're trying to say right now is
yes?
You know more players in the Netherlands team than the Golden Eagles. Is that what you're saying?
Why are you putting words in my mouth?
Okay. Hey. Okay. The Under-23 Dream Team, they lost their first AFCON opener to Senegal as well, 1-0. One of your boys is in the Under-23 team.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Awoni too?
Nah, I know him.
Your take on that?
It's a bit shocking that we lost that. I mean,
people have been saying the group that we should go through the group. I mean, with all the players we have, the Kelechi, Iwakalis,
we have a lot of talented players.
Victor or Ozor 1-4, you know, like all these good players that are young good players that are doing well in Europe, but when they come to Africa,
it's almost like they forget how to play on our hot sun or what. It's not too hot.
But we need to win. We need to, I think, get to the semi-final to qualify for
the Olympics. Yeah,
Olympics. And we have not been there. Okay, no, we were there last this time. We finished third, right?
Yes. You remember Mikel helped the boys.
Yeah, but I think the women are not going.
Yeah, they're not
so
going.
So it won't be like very good if the men are not going as well.
I mean,
because football is one thing that we can actually get a medal.
Yeah, medal.
Okay, see how it goes. And this is the high one in Nigerian football. Ken Oro's contract will not be renewed.
What?
Why? His contract finishes next year, June.
So what are we getting then?
It's not about even what we're getting. The qualifiers, AFCON 2021 qualifiers starts next week. This week. Why? I don't understand. What's happening?
Why is
he leading us into that? Knowing
when
that he won't,
his job is not settled. Yeah, there.
Knowing that he won't take us to the competition proper.
I mean, you can't. Well, we have
just sack him now, Abi.
Already, our management has a very, very strong track record when it comes to doing rubbish. I mean, look at Shaibu Amodu and how they treated him over the years.
Mm.
So, I mean, this is actually very on brand for them. So it's sad, but what did Mago do?
But sack him now, because he won't be motivated now.
I mean, I don't know whether they're expecting some kind of professionalism or something he's going to do his job. I mean, anybody who knows that normal human behavior, if you know that your job is not set on anything, you might not give your all when it's time to, coach, do the tactics, everything. But let's see how it goes.
Okay, we play Benin and Lesotho.
Because now I feel like this is going to... although I don't expect us to play poorly, I feel like it's going to be an easy cop-out when things are not going well for the team. Maybe we're not getting results like we should be. They'll be like, oh, it's because they didn't give the manager the contract, but let's see how it goes. But this is really bad from the NFF.
We play Benin and Lesotho in the 2021 AFCON qualifiers.
6 points.
Okay, let's talk more on the Shalaye segment.
Shalaye.
Yep, let's start with Liverpool. Yeah. I was expecting like you to say yeah or something.
You didn't Why you want to shout? I mean, real no, G's move in silence. Like what?
Okay, okay. They are G's.
It's not easy. 8 points. Yeah. 9 points away from my direct rival.
Liverpool. Wow. Disrespect. Liverpool 8 points clear at the top of the Premier League table after a 3-1 win over Manchester City.
I really wanted that clean sheet.
I think Klopp always has his way against Pep, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's won, I think, 9 times now against Pep. Mm. So clearly, Pep has, this is like one of those, this is like the Joker versus Batman, yeah?
Mm. So yeah. Who is the Joker? Who is Batman?
Joker has to be Klopp.
So we are trying to say like, eventually, like, Pep will still win.
We don't know that for sure. I mean, the Joker is still... Joker and Batman, not exactly like someone wins or someone loses. They just have this symbiotic relationship where one can't exist without the other.
Mm. Mm. Okay. VAR made a statement on the day. I think this is his main issue. Were any of the decisions controversial for you?
Yes.
Break them down.
Yeah, as a whole, I feel like VAR this season hasn't been implemented the way I would have loved to see it in the league and in the game.
Mm.
We saw the handball, and then, you know, it's kind of because I remember you saying that what if they go on to score from this and then Fabinho, boom, rocket. And all of a sudden now, we have our first talking point of the game. How many minutes in? It's...
And that kind of took out the spirit of the game because people didn't celebrate that goal because they were not sure if it was going to be counted or not.
Counted or not. And you know, a lot of all this, because we've seen a few of these handball decisions in the league, I feel like if the referees had consulted the pitch side monitors, they'd probably give most, if not all, of those decisions. Because one against Villa that slaps the hand, I think it's against Liverpool.
Mm.
And that same, it's almost the same thing as the Trent handball.
Yeah.
Because Trent also has another incident again in that same game where his hand is by his side and the ball hits him. That one, second one for me is not a penalty, but the first one,
you feel that
was very dodgy.
There's still like a gray area in terms of like this implementation of VAR in terms of the rules and VAR itself.
Rules and VAR, because the tech will give you what to work
pictures
with,
right?
To give you pictures. Now you now have to draw a conclusion from that and then apply your rules.
So whose fault is this now? Is it the referees? The Mike Riley's them?
The refs, and then also. I think the people in charge, because they're not enabling the refs to do their jobs properly. Because one thing, honestly, I feel like it's so important. An on-pitch referee, that's like the head ref, should always be able to have a look at it if he wants to. It shouldn't be, because I think right now it's based on the recommendation of the VAR ref to go look at it. Yeah?
Yes.
That I feel like that shouldn't be so. I love how it was implemented in the Women's World Cup. I felt like they were there were no gray areas, I think, for most of the decisions. Mm. And we can all look at the Women's World Cup and the women referees and see how they did their thing and try and implement that at top leagues.
Okay. Let's talk about the football now. I mean, Liverpool, they got it right on the day. Nothing wrong. Defensively, Van Dijk, even Lovren himself had made some good challenges.
I mean, they targeted that the right side of our defense for obvious reasons. I mean,
Trento,
Dejo. Trento and Dejo. Yeah. But they stood up admirably well. I felt like Klopp knew that his right back was going to need help, especially because Angelino and Sterling were really on form, you know.
Mm.
Angelino especially because
when Hendo even went off, they attacked more
on that side. And eventually, I think they got their goal from that side because it was the ball in from the left, Bernardo Silva finished from the right.
Yeah.
So you could see that they knew that was where their goal was going to come from, and ultimately we were very lucky that we finished up our chances when we did, because it was a very tight match, you know. I think we had probably three or four shots and three of them were goals.
Mm.
So we had to be very, very clinical on the day. Mm.
Is this your time? Liverpool's time?
No better time than the present. Okay. I mean, it's 30 years. If you're not going to do it now, when?
Okay. City are fourth now on the table. Do you think they can still like do the three Premier League titles in a row?
It's not impossible. I feel like, because if you look at the levels that City and Liverpool have reached in the last 2 years or so.
Mm.
I mean, Liverpool's last league loss was to City. And City, on their own, they also went on a very long winning streak when they won the title second half of last season.
Mm.
So these are two teams playing at the height of their powers. So you can't count anybody out, 9-point gap or not.
Because
all it takes is a tiny blip in form. And you know that City can just go on and... They've shown us time and time again that they can just go on and just string like 10 easy wins. Like just back to back. Just, you know, pile them up.
Okay.
And you have to be on your toes if you're on top. Because now... There's people watching you, because now you can't even say you're looking at City. All of a sudden now Leicester in the conversation, and we're playing Leicester on Boxing Day, I think. So that's going to be a very, very interesting game.
Okay.
So yeah.
Speaking about Leicester, let's go to the game. Leicester v Arsenal. What's your take on Unai and Arsenal right now?
I feel like I should ask you that. What's your take on Unai and Arsenal right now? Let's go.
I feel like Unai has not like implemented himself on the team. One. Two, I feel they don't understand what he wants to do. I feel the players are lost. Because I listened to Callum Chambers, his interview after the game. He goes like, this is a system we're just trying for the first time. It's not the first time they're playing three at the back. They played three at the back so many times last season. Okay, maybe for him, because he wasn't with Arsenal last season. I feel the players are not comfortable. As I was saying, Lacazette on the flank. Obviously, Aubameyang has played on the flank, but he doesn't want to do that. He wants to play centre forward.
Why are you playing him on the flank?
No, it's not like,
he's a nine. I feel like at this point now, there's no experimentation. There's no that he's a nine.
It's not like, put, like, if you instill something in these players, like, what did you do last season that you went through the 22? I remember when you were saying last season, when we used to call him the second half manager, you used to say things like, you don't trust him because he didn't get his taxes right in the first half.
Yeah,
and I was thinking you were a hitter, but actually, I'm believing you right now.
He can't fix it.
You understand?
He can't fix in the second half because his subs are not. They're not apart from maybe that the one game I happened to see, the Europa League game, and it was kind of, even though there's a level of skill that comes with it, but what kind of fortuitous, you know?
That one's even boiled down to individual brilliance.
Two free kicks, the XG on that is very, very low. Because see where the free kicks were taken from. You don't expect him to score.
To score, yes.
That shouldn't be what you depend on.
So, like, for me right now, he needs to find a way where he can communicate to these players better and they can understand what he wants from them. And another thing is the tactics change like every other game, man. This game we're playing four at the back, next game we're playing three at the back.
Arsenal historically, sorry to cut you short, but yeah, Arsenal historically, because I feel like I can speak from an Arsenal's perspective. Arsenal historically, they've always played with a certain swagger, a certain style. Even when things are not going their way, you see there are certain building blocks there. The short, intricate passing, reverse passes.
We can't even do that anymore.
Half-field finishes, you know.
Arsenal can't do that anymore.
One-touch play. That's not happening right now. There's no clear identity. There's no style to it. So, clearly, there's fire on the mountain.
So, like, what I'm now trying to say, like, he hasn't still put his style up because people were comparing him to Klopp in his first season that, Klopp didn't get it right when the first of all came.
Yeah.
By the second season, we could see what Klopp was all about now. High octane football, pressing. Second season, 12 games in, still we don't know what Unai's plan is.
The thing is that even when Arsenal were on that run, could you say that there was a style?
There was no style. It was people were just happy because Arsenal were winning games or were not losing games.
Yeah, certain moments, it was something like smash and grab. Like, what's going on?
So, like, still, like, Unai.
So you see, how many games do you think they give him if things don't turn around?
Well, according to sources, I think I'm going to give him to the end of the season. And the way things are going, that means we'll probably do 4 years in the Europa League now. And we'll probably be like a proper Europa League team now, Arsenal.
That's really stressful. You don't want that.
So I think it's kind of wise in a way, because if you bring in a new manager right now, which I actually want them to do, bring in a new person. But if they bring in a new manager right now, this is what will happen. He's not his players. You understand? And we want results.
You need at least 3 wins in a row. Right?
That's why I feel like I understand where the board is coming from in terms of, let's leave him to the end of the season. If they can take the heat. You understand?
Yeah, the only way he loses.
If they can take the heat. Because possibly this next manager, I saw another report where it said, if we don't get to the Champions League, we lose 40 million. But if we sack, if Arsenal sack, what's his name? Unai right now, they lose 6 million. Which one you go for? You understand?
Yeah.
But, I mean, let's see how it goes. You never know. We can't.
Where are the managers available? Are there any managers that you feel will be able to fix Unai's
mess? I know Arsenal fans might not want to hear this, but I'll take Joseph for 2 seasons. I'll take him. And this is why.
What?
He has something to prove.
Yeah.
One, he has something to prove because, like, people are. I don't think he wants to take the tag of. He's one of the old school managers, the Ascent, this thing. He doesn't want to take that tag. He feels like he's part of this club and,
part of the new era.
You understand that? Then, two, he feels like the way he left Man United, like, kind of dented his career. So, taking this Arsenal job will, like, he will be really motivated. obviously the normal track record where okay, first season, second season, and third season, that will be there. So for me, I know it's very, very unlikely because I mean he's a top manager. You can't just give him a 2-year contract and say okay, after 2 years you go. Then we'll now bring him who he wants to get. But you never know. We can't keep on doing it in Arsenal. Let's talk about the good team. Brendan Ball, man. How far do you see? First of all, are they dark horses? Can they do what they did in 2016?
I think quietly at the back of their minds, just because of the belief that they have at that club, I'm sure they might be thinking because there's still a few players from that type of winning season that are still on the team. So maybe they might be thinking about, oh, maybe we could do this again. But I'm sure realistically, they'll be looking at qualifying for the Champions League and building up from there.
Okay. How far? So you're saying fourth, right? Like that should be the limit. Oh, sorry.
Just the kind of position they're in now. They clearly, they'll be thinking a lot different. There'll be a lot of reorientation in their mindset. Like, oh, wow, we're second now. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do something. I'm really proud of Brendan, by the way. I felt like he left in very, very sad circumstances.
Liverpool were bad, don't worry. Just for it.
Liverpool were bad.
Let's speak about other results. You spoke about Chelsea being in the title race. Lampard broke the manager of the month curse. You know the curse?
When you win it, you don't win your next
match. Don't win your next match, man. He won this one, man. So there's something good on his head.
Yeah.
his mom is praying for him. Chelsea.
I don't know what to make of them because they feel I feel like they've been proving doubters wrong. Lampard, his first big job. Because I mean Derby is no Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know what Chelsea is like, man. They go through managers like tissue. They just wow, okay. That's nice. Marina, where's the next one? Line him up. So obviously he's been on the hot seat from day one. There's no waiting period, nothing for him. They want to see things. And you can see from the first game he played, I think was it the Europa League final, where they gave Liverpool a very tough time. I think he went to penalties.
Penalty, yeah.
Yeah. So Lampard is doing a very good job there, and he's actually like playing the youngins, you know, and he's also giving, because everyone's wondering why Pulisic wasn't playing as many games when he first got there, but Christian has found his way back into the team,
yeah,
or found his way into the team, not back, I guess. And he's playing really well, and they're doing really well, and they're just getting a lot of 3 points.
Can they win the league? Yes or no? Quickly.
No.
Spurs continue their woeful form after their draw with Sheffield, and we've spoken about Spurs too much. Let's talk about Sheffield. They seem their style. They seem to be imposing themselves on the Premier League.
They gave up with a tough time. Drew with Arsenal, and I think
beat Arsenal.
Yeah. I think drew with Everton, and now drew with Spurs.
Beat Everton.
Chris.
He's here to cause problems. They're definitely staying.
But what so bad?
They're definitely staying.
You know this Premier League is funny.
They're
man.
Fifth right
no,
now.
No. I don't know a promoted team. You know how it is.
Wigan did this in their first season.
Hot and cold. What did they do in their first season?
They finished in the top eight or so.
Top eight. Okay, fine. Mm-hmm. But this fifth, though, I feel like because there's something with promoted teams, man. When the fixture list gets very congested, as it's going to.
But with the way they are playing, like, see now that.
No, now, because if you look at it, he plays essentially the same first 11. They don't have the room to rotate like some of these bigger teams, the teams that they're in and around.
They're not in many competitions, though.
Yes. But still, the list will get congested and injuries and all that sort. So you don't know for sure if they'll be able to keep up this level up until January. Let's see how it is in the new year. Because right now, it's fine that they are where they are now, but I don't think they can maintain that level.
Man United next. Watford, they got their first win.
First half.
Watford, they got their first win of the season.
Man United next.
No, I'm talking of. Like, I'm saying Sheffield were playing United next.
Oh, yeah. United now. 2 goals. First half. They won the half. One first half. Cheers.
You're talking about, like, the United-Brighton game. What I meant was Sheffield are playing Man United next.
Oh, okay.
Like, when I'm talking about Man United.
I don't hear you now. I don't hear you. Why would we talk about them?
Watford got their first win of the season against Norwich. I think the Yoruba people will be angry with you because you're not singing it properly.
I'm singing my truth. I wouldn't mind some Pandanian right now. So
Watford, will they stay up? Like, will Kike find a way? They have Dini back now.
Yeah, I think talismanic captain. You know how they do now. They just come through with juice. The cojones.
He said the cojones.
Yes.
You need to put some money in the jar.
Why? What's wrong with saying cojones, man? It's Espanol.
Norwich, unlucky. Quickly.
Is it bad luck or is it juju at this point? No. There's a point where it gets to that. It's time to be like, it's spiritual.
Time to go on a break.
You beat City and then all of a sudden Liverpool is going to be jazzed.
Time to go on a break.
Hey there. Do you want household kitchen goods? There's no other place to get them than ATE Household. They have different variety of goods ranging from plates, cups, wine glasses, soap bowls, and more. For more info, you can check out www.jumia.com.ng/ATE-household. You can also contact us on our Instagram page, ATE_households, or call 081-233-13349 to place an order.
All right, time for part two of Shalai's segment. Let's start with the La Liga. Madrid, they seem to be looking like a settled team now of late. Seems Zidane has gotten his mojo back.
You know, cool down. You know, everything on calm now. Mm. So,
Courtois, five clean sheets. Like, mad, though. Like, when last did he do that?
Yeah, Courtois is on the way up, man.
You say on the way up.
Nothing can.
But there's a problem.
What is the problem again? Now?
Hazard.
Yeah, he's doing Hazard things. At some point, you go turn up, guy. And I saw you did.
At some point.
You don't forget that
season. Spend so much money.
Oh, wait. Have you forgotten?
A player?
Have you forgotten that season?
A player that's meant to be a talisman.
They knew what they were buying when they bought this guy. They not check super score. They not check live score. They didn't look at his player profile. They didn't see
but
that.
Why hasn't he scored? What's going on?
He's helping them in the gameplay. I feel like he's a bit of a Ronaldo Messi cross, you know. Some days in a Messi up. Some days in a Ronaldo. He's just a very, very funny player.
He's just that type of player. Like if he plays well, the whole team plays well. Right?
Yeah,
but I feel like Ramos should have given him a penalty or something.
Ramos, Ramos.
But what do you mean by Ramos? What's that? Did Ramos give Morata a penalty for Spain?
Okay.
When he was down in confidence. What are you saying?
Oh, man, please, this Real Madrid guy, we don't do this kind of thing. See, the pressure at Spain, pressure at Madrid, not the same thing.
They are second on the table, Charles. So,
yeah.
Things are still going good.
Big man.
Messi helped Barcelona to a win over Celta.
Scored two free kicks.
And the penalty, right?
The guy has fully unlocked his bag, man. This free kicks guy, it won't be.
He has equaled the hat trick La Liga record that Ronaldo had.
34.
34.
He's probably going to beat it.
I think the problem with this team now is the inconsistency.
The over reliance on Messi as well, too, is crazy.
Mm.
Because.
Listen to Wenger's take on that.
No, I haven't heard it. What did he say?
He said that Barcelona of yesteryears, that Messi was just the cherry on the top. Like, they were a full kick. But right now, they're just the cherry. The Messi is just the cherry. Like, everybody just, we just give the ball to Messi and he would do it. And Messi is what, 32? Do you want to kill him?
Honestly, like, I mean, people, I know, I feel like this is one of the things that really, like, impresses me about Messi, because they keep saying that, oh, when he was at his, when they won all those trophies and he won all those Ballon d'Ors, you know.
Still winning trophies.
Yeah.
Still winning Ballon d'Ors.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. He won the best, not Ballon d'Ors.
You could say that there was a very, very good supporting cast behind him. But like now, there's a cast, yes, but we don't
but
see
the
them.
Cast, no, the cast, no.
They don't have as many lines. They don't have as many scenes. I don't be laying down.
James Cameron, no more.
Oh, noisy. But like, yeah, there needs to be more involvement from the rest of the team, because he's not going to be here forever. And I feel like that's one thing Ernesto Valverde is not getting right, because football is a team sport. Fine, you have the best player in the world, but, and you can see the Barcelona fans are not happy about it, because I mean, if you score two set pieces and one goal, where are the rest of the other goals from open play? You think that kind of game could be like 6-1 or something, yeah? Or some really high score line when Barcelona was still Barcelona. You would see goals from maybe David Villa.
I mean, the Slavia result was very, very appalling. 0-0. 0-0. Let's move on.
0-0.
Atletico won.
Those ones, they have headache. They have bomb in their head. I had the problem with that.
And he won 3-1. So that means there was a problem. Because he said, remember his statement about meaning more than one goal?
You know, like they win past one goal. Once he passed one goal like that, probably like they, you know, so in a day,
there's actually a problem with that team.
Atletico Madrid, I think they won the league at Camp Nou, and then they also made, I think, two Champions League finals. Mm. They lost both. Mm. I feel like if they had won at least one of those finals, that was maybe the crossing point for them into being a proper big team. And
so they're not a big team for you?
No, they're a big team now, but I feel like
elite? They can't be elite now. Even if they won one champs, they can't be elite.
Not elite, but like in terms of mentality and things like that. Because obviously, psychological, I don't have
anything. That's down to the coach now. That shouldn't be even down to players or anything. It's the coach that's sure making them behave that way now.
It feels like...
We are underdogs.
It just feels like Atletico Madrid will just be challengers for the rest of the season. I don't think they are going to...
For the rest of their lives. So far, Cholo is there.
Well, we can't say for sure. I mean, if Barcelona... Because, I mean, Real Madrid have their issues. He said something about Hazard, even though they'll be settled now. And Barcelona have that Messi dependency.
Mm.
But Atletico Madrid can string a good run, maybe when the other two teams have a little bit of...
They're not doing it. That's my point. They've been sleeping. The other two teams have been sleeping since the beginning of the season, and you two were sleeping.
Yeah, and Sevilla, Villarreal, they're falling by the wayside.
What they call backup dancers.
Villarreal, God.
Bundesliga, Bayern smashed Dortmund. why are they always like smashing Dortmund at their lines? I don't understand.
I like how you put the scoreline. Can we read it out, please?
Do it, please.
4-0, 5-0, 6-0, 4-1, 5-1.
Last five league appearances at the Allianz, that's how it has finished. And Dortmund are the second biggest club in the Bundesliga.
You know, this kind of feels like, you know, when you go to your cousin's house and they say, can I eat some rice? And you look at your mother. And then they're like, no, I don't want any rice, man. Thank you. That they don't want to eat, nothing. They don't like eating when they go to their cousin's house, nothing like that here. Because what is this?
Because people are even tipping Dortmund now because, you know, no coach, no, you know, like, this kind of, like, turmoil is off and on.
I mean, they are there for the taking.
They are there for the taking. Take risk. Take your chance. Take
succeed.
Succeed. Like, show us you can succeed. But they got bashed. I mean, Hummels even scored an own goal. And you know what? You know what they tweeted?
What?
They tweeted, like, Hummels.
AJ Hummels,
Abi. They tweeted Hummels in a Bayern shirt holding a beer, doing cheers.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Yeah. I love the Bundesliga Twitter accounts, man. They just, the banter is always like premium.
It's funny, man. They should just call it Bayern's Liga, man. Like, damn, it's mad. But Gladbach are still top. I'm going to ask you a question again. Do you see a new winner?
When was the last time a team that wasn't Bayern or Dortmund won? That was this guy, yeah?
Wolfsburg. In 2013.
Who was the bad guy that was striking for them?
Jacko Graffiti.
Yeah.
Mm, those were the bad guys.
Bad guys.
Yeah.
So, I mean... to be fair, I haven't really placed that much focus on Gladbach because, I mean, it's always on the yellow and the reds.
Mm.
But I'll probably start placing more of an eye on them. I mean, it's good to see something different. Yeah, something different. Something new. You know, the taste is in the difference is in the taste.
Mm.
But, you know, the problem now is that we've seen this happen time and time again. Another team will come from somewhere, win the league, all of a sudden, Bayern just come out.
Obviously, bully them now. Carry their best players. Move on.
I don't know if German fans want that, but I mean, like, neutrals want to see some how do I say this? Huh?
The joke. I'm dissing you. I'm not actually trying to help you.
Something's wrong with your brain, like, I think. You tell me, say I had a joke. I mean, just mix it up now.
Variety. You hear me? Like,
I mean,
switch it up.
The Premier League is always known for, I mean, how competitive it is and everything, even though we've had like same winner last 2 years. But like you can see Leicester, Chelsea are suddenly in the conversation again. I mean, 8 points isn't like a fluke or anything.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, that's why you say you don't pay attention to whoever the country says is your rival, you get.
Mm.
You kind of have to just make sure you win your games and pay heed to those behind you. Now Liverpool has to look at Leicester and say, oh wow, these ones are here now. What do we do? Gladbach at the top now, I think. It's make Bayern and Dortmund sit up and maybe we'll start seeing some, you know, impressive results.
Okay. Serie A, Inter struggled to beat Hellas Verona. Midweek, they lost 3-2 to Dortmund, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were winning 2-0 on the big one.
Conte, leave it.
My point is, why did you do that? Because, I mean, he will have been there when they were picking out these players. Okay, see, Barella... He said yes, okay, sign him. Cissensi, who has been like very good for them, okay, sign him. Lazaro, sign him. You understand? He was like, oh, he's only Godin, like the experienced person, that they need to sign more experienced players. Why are you doing that?
Do they need to spend more money?
Was he trying to deflect? They spent too much money.
You know,
they brought in what, like 9 players?
Since I've become a man, or at least I've become a very young man, because back then I was a child. When I was consuming the footy news, you know, you hear what managers say and you take them for their word. Mm. But now, you know that managers lie, managers deflect, managers sometimes have to cover up. So maybe that's kind of what's happening. Because at the end of the day,
because she came out after to say, I support my players, I back my players.
The only managers that don't lie are the ones that are winning. that's why you see Klopp in the best mood. You know, he's smiling, his teeth are out. Because
say things like, I didn't see it, but they told me that Bernardo Silva, yeah. Come on, you saw that. You
like,
saw it, man.
You can see, like, he's trying to say that he saw it, but he didn't see it. So when they are, is it under the cosh? You have to say things because your players are your tools. And you don't speak ill of your tools unless maybe you're trying to get like a kick out of them or something, trying to get them to play better. So maybe he's doing that to kind of like put a fire under their belly and get them motivated to play better.
Okay. Second on the table now. I think the point behind Juventus.
So
let's talk Napoli. Been struggling for good form lately. I think Napoli. Three draws or four draws.
Red Bull, what's the issue? I will have words with you, sir.
It seems to be like a what's the word now? Maybe a disagreement between the players and the
hierarchy. I heard something about a mutiny.
Not even that. So he that's De Laurentiis.
Yeah,
wanted them to go for a retreat.
To do what? He's not even the coach. You know that's the problem with clubs that own and that only one person. There's a lot of money. What's that thing now? Like a what do you call it? Like a monarchy going on. Because now he just wakes up in the morning and he's like, everybody go on retreat. What's that? there's certain unnamed school in Nigeria that kind of like behaves like that with their chancellor. They're adults, you know, they have families,
have refused to go, and Ancelotti packed them as well. Where do you think this thing went wrong for them? I don't know. Because they're meant to be challenging for the title. But...
Yeah, they're meant to be challenging, but I feel like the president of the club, he didn't do the right thing, kind of forcing them to say you want to go for a retreat. I mean, you can have it behind...
Forget about that, sir. I'm saying the results, the players, the coach. I mean, this is the team that beat Liverpool in Champions League. Since then, nothing.
Well, you know, when you do evil will come back to bite.
So it's because they beat Liverpool.
No, obviously not, right? But like, I think they are struggling to that fluency that you see from Napoli. They are struggling to find that rhythm.
Yes, since Sarri left,
get that ball from back to front. I mean, you know how it was with Georgia and Domoro or Maurizio rather. You know, there's a lot of that link between attack and defense. Now, sometimes you watch their games and you know that it's a bit of individual brilliance from their two short men. They just be getting the goal in the net. And very, very, very wonderful goals. I love seeing their goals, man. Near post shots. They have a very nice variety of goals. Those are quality strikers to have in your team. And they need more service and they need more support. So I think once they can... And defensively, they haven't been as solid.
Are you going to blame the coach? Okay.
Maybe, because
it's part of the old school now.
Yeah, part of the old school. And then defensively, because you know, maybe some matches you feel like, they kept a clean sheet. They have against
they have like two of the best defenders in that league, like Koulibaly and Manolas. So I don't know why.
What scored the Liverpool game again?
2-0.
They kept a clean sheet.
Why did you forget? You should know that. Why are you asking me that?
I don't like to remember bad times. You know, good times are much better. I don't like to remember all those things. Ask me about the Chelsea Liverpool scoreline for 13-14. I don't know it. I did not know that match. If I saw that match in lineup, I'll not be able to recognize that match from anywhere.
If I speak, I'm in trouble.
Speak.
Let's talk about Juventus.
No, speak now. Let's talk.
Let's talk about Juventus.
That might never happen.
Juventus. They're scraping out wins. I think their last two victories are 2-1 against them.
Bottom for Jollof Rice. Now that was a sweet pass. You know,
last minute goal by Douglas Costa. Then 1-0 over Milan. Dybala. Ronaldo is not in form.
When
they took him off,
he went straight in.
Why did he go down the tunnel?
There's fears that a pre-existing injury. So maybe that's why they took him off. And you know, because Ronaldo never really likes to show
wasn't on form.
Yeah, he's not on form
and
as well.
He's not been on form for like a while now.
You remember what I said about coaches sometimes are lying? It might not necessarily be a lie, but it's a nice crutch to fall back on when a player is off form. You can just say he's injured. And just carry on from there. Because when he's back on form, he's fully healed from the injury. You know, probably was never there in the first place. But Ronaldo's having a tough time of things now.
Juventus fans are still, like, not sure about Sarri. They say he bores them out.
He bores them?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's Sarri ball, man.
But they are winning. I mean,
they're winning,
top of the table.
They're
qualified for the round of 16 of champs, you know?
Juventus, I think their, what's it called, their motto so has something to do with winning. They love to win in their club. So even if things are not going so well stylistically, as long as they're getting 3 points, they don't care. But I know that in a league like Serie A, they can't carry on like this. By the time they start picking, because it'll get a problem.
But wait, maybe the people chasing them too, they're not doing well as
no,
well.
No, no,
they
I
are
mean,
struggling too.
Not in terms of like maybe them losing top spots, in terms of like their own results now. Okay. They get like, it's very easy for also a lot of all these wins to have draws. So they need to definitely score more goals, because you have Higuain and Ronaldo playing on top for you. What is that?
Bala coming off the bench.
Bala coming off the bench. Why are we not seeing goals? Milan, are not at their best right now in the league, and you expect a drubbing. I mean, the Dortmund Bayern Dortmund scoreline is maybe what people expected from
From that game. Funny enough, yeah.
So it's a bit odd. And they have a 2-week break now to kind of like go over things and see where maybe they can improve.
Thought the players are international.
No, I meant more like the coaches, because the coaches can just like relax, because it's 2 weeks now. Just, you know, light a cig, just calm down. I feel like everyone drags him out.
That a pun?
No,
that a pun right there.
It's not a pun. You know, but have you noticed that the commentators always have to mention something about his tobacco habits?
Let's take a break, man.
Come back.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Masaka, DJ. Welcome to Arena Entertainment.
I'm not paying for that, though.
What?
I'm not paying for that.
What was that?
Don't worry. You understand later.
I didn't plug anybody.
No, wala.
And then, let's say one of our... Oh, no, let me switch to regular English. You all remember Fabio Cannavaro now? He's coaching over at Guangzhou Evergrande. And basically, they sent him to culture study sessions after getting kicked out of the Asian Champions League, and their lead at the top has been cut short. So now Zheng Zi is now in charge of the team. I mean, I don't know, what's it like, a suspension or what? I mean, does this ever happen?
Like a cold sack.
Are they done with him? I mean, why don't you just fire him? This seems very, very unnecessary.
I mean, for them to send him to the retreat or what, the corporate culture?
It's not a retreat. You like...
No, I can't even go to chill now.
Hi, Fabio. Feel like you need to take some time.
Learn the culture, you know, learn about China, learn about the club.
Just pretend. Yeah, pretend I'm Fabio. let's do a little role-playing session, because it's mind-blowing.
Fabio, I think you need to just take some time off, you know.
But boss, I'm good. I'm fine.
No. Come on, we're out of the Champions League, you know. See the league on the table, you know. Let Zheng Zing let him come.
Ah, Squingy. I don't know, man. Never seen any talk. We don't say something in Italian. Mierda or something. I don't know. Well, that's crazy, man.
It's funny.
I've never seen this happen before. But yeah. I guess Chinese culture also applies to their football. I guess maybe they do things differently over there. And that's just the really funny one. And it's just very on brand for Costa. You know, he calls Trippier Rooney.
Is that racist?
I don't know. Can you be racist to white people? I mean, that's another whole conversation that's not for this podcast. You get.
But I mean, he's Trippier laughs at it. So
yeah, it's this is not. We're not going to explain racial dynamics on our football podcast. Thank you very much.
Well, that was funny though. I mean, you just see, hey, Wayne.
Yeah, and then probably the last one, Francesco Manganelli and Matteo Scottarella, one match ban for blasphemy.
Yeah, both of them. I think Manganelli plays for Sassuolo. Scottarella plays for, I think, Hellas Verona, I'm not sure. Yeah, they called God's name in vain.
Crazy, man.
And in Italy, you know.
I'm not sure how that's meant. You know, my rule with my thing with laws about blasphemy are not for this podcast, so I'll just not talk about it.
Yes. Ha. Thank you. Ah, thank God.
You were scared of it. I know you were scared of it.
I'm not ready for
this. Yeah. So yeah.
You'll just hit him up. Hit him up if you want to.
If you want to know how I feel about
just hit him up.
Them things, yeah? You know, fine boy forever. Right.
You wanted to talk about Pep?
Oh yeah, Pep.
Arena Entertained.
Yeah, Arena Entertained. You know, when the second handball happened, you should have seen Pep on the touchline, man. He was livid. I mean,
they saw him.
Man was dancing the cha-cha, or what do you call that dance? Two fingers in the air, twice. Oh, man.
And then the handshake after the game.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I was so grateful. I mean, I remember seeing Pep so happy. Well, I mean, you could... I feel like he had to somehow relay his angst and his discomfort with the
yeah, just put something
with the calls. And I think he did it in such a way that he won't get any fines by the FA or whatever.
Did you hear this man? What's his name? Bernardo Silva. Did you hear his
post-match conference? No, what did he say?
They asked him a question about the handball and he said, if I speak, I'll be in trouble.
No, but like, I don't know. Because, I mean, the rules are in place to protect referees and like give them that respect. But sometimes it now ends up being...
Do you feel like referees should be doing press conferences as well?
Yes. I definitely feel like if they mess up in a match...
Not that even mess up. Messing up or not mess up. Or just come out and come and talk. You understand? Like the way players, everybody are objected to.
Okay, fine. Since you say like that, I don't know if refs should...
Not do... when you mess... Because if it's that, it doesn't make any sense now. Like, because we have to hail the refs, as well.
So. Well, you know, English, I feel like generally football, you want the refs to be seen and not heard. You just want them to see them putting a good performance. And somehow, you know, flamboyant refs, like what's another one? The PRG... No. Perugio...
Colina.
Colina, yeah.
Head of referees now.
Mm. You saw how it was when he was the ref, you know, very flamboyant, very theatrical, but he got his job done. And I feel like, I don't know how football look like, because I mean, I don't know how that is like having your refs give press conferences and like having to reply, answer to questions and things like that. It could get very uncomfortable very quickly, because then I feel like refs will have to go through a lot of media training, and even then, to still have gaffes that could possibly embarrass the professional match official association and the FA and, you know, the Premier League.
They're embarrassing themselves already.
Yeah, I think they're trying to avoid it getting even worse, because I know some of these refs will just come out and start saying nonsense, man. It will be... Are you not entertained? We'll have like a ref section every week.
Okay.
So like, yeah.
Well done.
Are we?
No, do you have anything?
I have nothing else to say, man. It was a fun weekend.
Break. All right, time to wrap up the show right now.
Wrap it up.
I'm not going to pay for that as well.
Thank God.
Bash the Bookies and FPL Picks will be back in a fortnight. As we speak, you are the you're at the top of the table, like for Footy and Paper and Jesse County's league. Mado.
You know, it's not easy to be a world class manager. Yeah. I tell the boys every week, you know, go and just play your best.
Yeah.
Just go out there.
That's why you give us false predictions on this.
So we
do bad.
It's not like that. Now wait, my picks.
Hey, nice. God, man. Mad.
It's because people did not see my picks this last week.
You didn't have any, don't lie. Didn't have any. You knew what you were doing.
Hey.
Well, kudos to you, man. Nice one. Top of the whole.
I'm trying to get my daddy to Anfield.
Over like 500 people in that league, and then you're top.
See, I'm going for the top prize, you know.
Mm. What the top prize?
Tickets to go and see my favorite.
Oh,
team.
Like you want to even win FPL?
I want to win it, man.
Sorry, bro. You see,
you're not shooting with me in the gym, oh.
Nah.
When I get FA 21, nothing for you, guys.
Don't worry. I don't need it, man.
All right. You're a big boy.
I can buy it for myself.
Aha, that's
I mean, I'll be buying for myself.
Yeah, also, you're a man now.
If you're, I'm a man. I'm an adult.
Yeah, adult.
If you take it away, man.
All right, now. So, if you want to follow Paps on Twitter and Instagram. He doesn't post pictures like that, but they fine. But I don't know why.
I'm an ugly man.
He's starving the girl there.
And I've got a girl.
Hey, why are you announcing that? What does that have to do with anything?
She listens, isn't it?
Ah, oh boy. You can follow him at PAPPIIV. PAPPIIV. That's two P's after the A, two I's after the P's, and one V.
Why are you explaining, man?
No, now, man, you don't go follow another person because the reason say, this one is single or something. Then you can follow me at Fanboy Forever on everything. I mean, if there's no Fanboy Forever on that platform, then I'm not there.
You say on everything.
On everything, though. Hey, let me see. And you can also follow us at Footy on Paper for Twitter, Footy on Paper Instagram as well. I feel like I want to give a shout out to Perry, man. I miss him so much.
Oh my God, I forgot. I'm sorry.
You forgot.
Perry has gone to serve the country, Abby.
Yeah.
Big man Perry.
Big man Perry.
He'll be back soon.
He'll be back soon. Don't worry.
And he keeps sending Bash the Bookie, so.
Yeah, we'll be good. Don't worry. Money's coming.
Yeah.
All right, so for ads and placements, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Send us voice messages, you know, we want to hear from you. I mean, we love to listen to fans talk. I mean, we're fans as well, so like listening to other fans talk too is like, I mean, it's wavy.
Yeah, like we've not had fun talk for a while now.
Wow, yeah, man. You guys had nothing to say about this weekend or what's going on international break or whatever. You get, send something, man. We'd love to hear from you. All right, ciao, Bella.
Ciao.